guys. How are you? Happy Saturday. Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Thank you to some of you guys who posted some pictures and some receipts and then told me also you're going to go buy a bunch of Omaha Steaks because of that Timberwolves money line bet that I said, look, take the biggest points you get. I got 5.5. 5-2. I actually bet a half unit on both. So we came in there on 5.5 and 5. And then we got that right for the official play. And also you guys bet money line. Big win for the T-Wolves, up 3-0 on the Suns. So how about the Suns, Lakers, and Warriors? Long in the tooth. Woof, for the Western Conference, we're seeing it change. The guard is definitely being changed over to the younger generation, to Denver, Minnesota, OKC, and whatnot. So tough loss there for the Suns. We got that right. Only bet we got right, though. 1-3 on the night, down 2.28 units on the day. Still a winning day. We miss on the parlay because both baseball bets did not come in. We got the other baseball game wrong with the Mets. They lost their game. And then we missed one other play, which I am blanking on at the moment, but we lost 3 of those bets. So 1-3 on the day for us yesterday. Back for a Saturday. Okay, right at the top. If the Hurricanes win and if the Denver Nuggets win, we cash both those bets for one unit. Okay, so today could be a good day. We want Carolina to win. We want Denver to win. We win 2 units right there, money line, nothing else, money line on Denver to win and Carolina to beat the Islanders. So those are our two big stories we're going to watch from a money line perspective to watch those two teams. And hopefully we cash 2 units and we're off to a really good start there. All right, so let's stay in the NBA. Overall, I've got Denver and Carolina money line plays that we're pulling. Okay, that's good. I got 3 unders for today in 3 sports. Again, we're going to keep this as the trend of the, I'm doing this all week. Today and tomorrow will be the last couple of days. Monday, we'll go back to mixing it up a little bit, but let's talk about OKC and their game coming up here up against the New Orleans Pelicans. So to me, you look at the numbers, the last game went over between these two teams. But the first game went under by 30.5 points. It snapped a streak of 4 out of 5 to the under here for the Pelicans. And I think we're going right back to this. All right. I know OKC 24-16-1 to the over this year on the road, but 22-20 New Orleans to the under at home. And New Orleans has been a pretty big under team coming up here at home. It's game 3. Factor against the wall for New Orleans. OKC comes in. Number was 211 at open. It's down to 208.5. Let's bet the under. OKC in New Orleans at 208.5. Bet number 2. Vegas at home up against the Dallas Stars. Total is 5.5. I know there's a lot of people who are looking at this and they're betting the over. It's juiced to the over. You get some under prices rolling around here for Vegas. But look, Vegas at home this year was an under team, 24-16-1 to the under. And I think we're going to see some under hockey again here as well. Vegas, though, 5-5 to the under over their last 10 games. Some of them in the playoffs, some of them are not. But Dallas is a team that, you know, 6-4 to the under over their last 10 games. Their backs are against the wall. They're down 0-2. They got to come out flying, but Vegas should be ready. And I think it's going to be a really crazy hockey game. I think it's a 3-2 hockey game winning by 1. I'm not sure who wins it, but Logan Thompson played so well. I'm going to come in here and you guys can shop around for, you know, the best price. You can get plus prices on this with Vegas and try to get Vegas into a situation where, you know, they're favored to win the game. The total is 5.5. I cannot wait to watch this game because, I mean, frankly, I'm stunned that Dallas is down 0-2 having to go to Vegas in a crazy, ridiculous, wacko type of environment. So lean towards Vegas, but we're going to come in here and we're going to take the under. It's plus 105, under 5.5, Dallas and Vegas at plus 105. And we're going to go to baseball. A's and the Orioles. We missed this bet yesterday, but this is a chance to come back here. JP Sears has been very good for the A's. Cole Irvin's been good over his last three starts for the A's. He's not outstanding, but well, I guess last two starts. Shut out the Royals on the road through 6 2/3, gave up 2 earned runs to the Twins in his last two games, gave up 5 4 runs to the Red Sox and to the Royals earlier, but the team did win 3 of those 4 games against those against competition with Cole Irvin on the mound. But JP Sears has been great. Left-handed pitcher for the A's has been really their ace pitcher this season. 0-1-0 earned runs over his last three starts. You can bet first 5 if you want. I'm just going to bet under 8.5. Orioles and the A's under 8.5 for 1.1 units. Okay, so really got 5 games to watch. Carolina money line trying to sweep out the Islanders and cash our ticket. Denver money line up against the Lakers trying to sweep them out and get us that ticket as well. Under 208.5 for OKC and New Orleans. Under 5.5 for Vegas and Dallas. And under 8.5 for the O's and the A's here for us on a Saturday. So a lot of stuff to watch. Could wind up with a pretty good day. We're having a winning week, having a winning month. Let's keep it going. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast. I was being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.